Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is our Wednesday show, and the date is May 18th, 2011, just got off of our wonderful water charging, where we do 7 containers of water for the week, so people on there are very lucky because they're able to have light ship water every day. So here we go, everybody, let's do a timeline crash. And I'm picking up something to do with anxiety, but it kind of feels like maybe not having enough time or something. Maybe people feel compressed having to do too much on the timeline. So here we go. Let's do something with that. Anxiety of not having enough time. So here we go to clear this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, this is pretty heavy. Again, timeline crash. This is for not having enough time, anxiety, being pressured. But we'll do one now for pressure. Here we go, everybody. A little different angle at this here on a timeline. Remember, this is how you get abducted. Unfortunately, they find a way through your emotions to take you. Here we go. Being pressured. 1, 2, pretty heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, this you may want to do on the timeline. This is a pretty heavy clearing. People who are doing that clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go again. Let's do another timeline crash. Let's do one for just, let's do one for being upset. That's a good emotion here. So, being upset. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay, so let's see if our pretty heavy clearings there. Let's see if our co-host is on. Annika, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm lying down and feeling how these crashes are really strong, Ron. Actually joking, I'm not lying down. But welcome, everyone, to the Creation Light Ship. We have a wonderful show coming up today. Wednesday night on BBS, and so welcome. I see a lot of names on the fast chat. You can always put in requests there if you want, and we actually have a sponsor for tonight. But before I introduce him, I just wanted to mention the timelines that Ron just did. One was the anxiety about not having enough time. I bet many of us can relate. Timeline for pressure, and another one we can relate to, I'm sure. Timeline for being upset. And do go online and do these timelines if you can and if you feel them benefiting you. So, you know, there's possibly a lot more of this. So thank you all for doing that. And you can definitely share if you want to share how you feel during this session today, because they're possibly crashing for a little bit longer, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm looking at the timeline there. And remember, you have a timeline, you know, that's you're being controlled, but your life is controlled by the timeline. So saying it a different way, your lifespan, let's just say that they only gave you 2 hours a day to live. And so you go to sleep and you sleep for 22 hours and you only have 2 awakening hours. And then you have to live your life for 2 hours every day. And your body's still aging. So I guess we're lucky that they do give us the amount of time that they do, you know, but that could be a problem for some people because they feel like they don't have enough time in their life. And maybe they're realizing that their dying process, remember, typically, you know, each day that you're living, you're one day closer to death. You know, when you're younger, it doesn't make much difference. But as you get older, possibly, you know, every hour might mean something to you. So that could be an issue with some people, feeling that they just need to do a lot of work, a lot of something, because they feel that their time is being taken away from them. Or you could say it's kind of like, you know, you've heard of people who are trapped underground or something, or people maybe in a submarine and they're stuck, only have so much oxygen to live with, and, you know, it's going down, and that could be a panic too. So, you know, it's like, how many breaths do you have before you die? And so looking at that, that could be one way that they can actually harm you without you even realizing it, because your body knows that the timeline that they're giving you, the amount of time of life, is what you're living here. So you might be able to connect some dots on that. I think it's quite interesting, because if they start taking away the time that you're awake and living, then your body's still going to age, because it's still aging along with that timeline, because your natal chart has it in there with the barcodes when you're leaving here, unless you do the barcode clearing, the alien death barcode. So remember, each moment is precious to you as you're awake, so you don't want to waste it. But if they start taking away your timeline, it's like taking away your oxygen, and then you can kind of like realize that you only have so many days to live, and that could be a lot of anxiety, and your body might even recognize that. So let's do a clearing on that for a timeline. Trying to think what words to use there. I'll use timeline for something like your life ending on a timeline, okay, because that's the way it would end, I think, and no more time left. So lifetime ending. Might be able to figure out some other wording, but I'll try this one here. So here we go. One, two, oh, man, three, four, five. I think the bodies are full of anxiety here. Six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might even be on timelines out there where you have very poor oxygen. And you don't want to go back there because you know that being there for a certain amount of time, you're not going to be living. That could be possible, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, whoa, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, Hanukkah, back to you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. This is very interesting. And a few comments that are really interesting. Amy says, feel body relaxing now. Thank you. Ren says, I've definitely been feeling pressured, not enough time. Tom, depressurizing from time zone, pretty dizzy. So Ashley says, crash timelines, and you won't have to worry about not enough time. Yes, it might be quite a few of them, and if we do them for ourselves, we might be able to help others that are on them too. So, yeah, definitely. I can relate to all those feelings, unfortunately. I wish I didn't, but okay. This is a good thing that we're doing, and we have a sponsor today, so you can still put your questions in and requests on the fast chat, and we can see if we can get to some of that. But I wanted to introduce Larry, who is on as a sponsor. So, Larry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Annika.
Okay. So I leave the word over to you, and you can have the show here with Ron.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Ron, my questions are mainly centered on alien comments that they have told to the people and their agenda.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let's see how that plays out. Okay.
So sometimes a person wants to be a martyr and suffer for the alien god spirits because they promised them heaven. If the aliens are suffering in hell and can't get out, how can they promise people a heaven? Ron, do you have a comment and a healing for being a martyr?
Yeah, okay, so very interesting. Yeah, they may give a lot of lip service there, and the aliens are still, you know, in the darkness energies. So let's see here. So you're just in the same boat that they would be if you happen to be with them on one of their timelines. So, and then they may make you want to be a martyr, thinking that you're maybe trying to save something, putting your energy out. Remember, a lot of people are told, and it is kind of like being a martyr, it's when you're told that, I have people comment to me, what they do is they say, gee, Ron, I've been told by my guides that I have to become a healer, or I'm told by my guides that I got to, you know, move to the middle of Alaska because that's my spiritual location to be or something. Or I have to go some other place and that this is what my life works is supposed to be here on this planet. So that, in a sense, is also being like a martyr because you're listening to something outside of yourself. Also, there are people who deal with slavery, too. So let's do a clearing here. Boy, maybe a victim clearing. So let's do that. That might cover most of these here. So here we go, everybody. So I'll count to 10 to take away some of the energy. 1, 2, and also do one for slavery, too. This first one is victim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's a part of a victim clearing here. Next, we're going to do one for slavery. So, remember, we're probably all slave to something. probably the most things that we're slave to is money. Because you have to have money, so that's... is that right, Larry? Is that
a
good one?
That's exactly right.
Can't go to McDonald's, or a store and say, hey, I look great today. I brushed my teeth and my hair and put on new clothes, and I have this bag of groceries for free. And they'll go, what are you talking about? So here we go. Slavery. And I'll do one for slavery for money. This is just you being a slave, probably from the past, okay? So here we go. In fact, I'm going to do it a little differently. I'm going to do your parents. So this would be part of the seven generational clearing for slavery, because they gave you stuff. So we're going to focus on your parents and just see how the energy leaves you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's your parents' slavery. We'll go back to your grandparents here. And just see how this energy feels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So what we did is we cleared away your parents, not all of it, but just, some of it that's going to affect you. We cleared away their mindset on slavery and how they felt in this lifetime. And then your grandparents, they probably have more of that because they're older and they have their beliefs there. So now we'll do you for slavery for this lifetime, doing just one of these issues. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, better speed it up here so we get Larry to come on again. I'm going to do one now for, let's see here. Slavery toward money, this lifetime. So 1, 2, 3, 4. In fact, we'll do a timeline crash on this here. It'd be better. Timeline crash for being a slave to money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's see how you feel here. Back to you, Larry.
Okay, Ron. So I was wondering, why would a God alien spirit come to Earth and give up his throne in heaven to become a burning bush, as in the Bible, just to impress the people? That sounds like a king giving up his throne for a shiny piece of glass. Ron, do you have a comment about this?
Yeah, it sounds like the aliens that would come down to do this, and there could have been more than one, naturally, joining forces to do that process. It doesn't make any sense when you look at it, but that's the way that people perceive that the divine energies would come down to this planet and to show themselves to the people. So yeah, that is, when you look at it realistically, it doesn't make any sense, because all of a sudden they're using a burning bush to represent themselves and to speak through that bush. So, and to bring energies that way. So yeah, it is kind of goofy. And it's the same thing I've heard of people kind of going sideways slightly, where they see UFOs supposedly that have blinking lights on them, Hello. You know, it's the same thing, you know. It's not what it appears to be as far as a UFO. But I have heard people talk about that, seeing them and how they take on these physical, earthly type of energies so that people can recognize that this is what it is. But, yeah, that's not even... I've never seen that myself on any ships that I've been on, so you know that to me is very strange. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, the darkness aliens could have a you know their spirit would be from the darkness, and I don't even know how that would even look. But that spirit that would be coming down would just be the energy of the darkness coming into a manifestation. So it would be some type of energy of life, an alien life form coming to do that, to get attention. So it would not be a spirit that would be from the light. It'd be just an energy that would be from the darkness coming to connect to people. So what's next, Larry?
Okay, then. Ron, isn't praying like the praying mantis? She mates with the male and then cuts off his head. Isn't this
yeah.
like the alien agenda? Isn't that what people are praying for? So can we get a comment and a healing for the release of the alien mind control transmissions?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's good. A praying mantis. Wow, that's good. So, yuck, you know. So
yeah.
Here we go. Let's do a disconnection here. So this will take away some of the energy that would be connected to the jellyfish. And the jellyfish resides over you on top of your head, we'll say, you know, connecting to orbs. And we'll take away some of that mind energy that connects to that mind matrix. So here we go. Remember, you have to connect somehow to universal mind, collective consciousness, and so this link can help to disconnect that. So this is like the mind matrix disconnection link. Here we go. So counting to 10 to release it. Just see how your body is feeling when you get out of this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So since Larry mentioned the praying mantis, let's take that energy out of people, too. So if that happens to be an alien energy there. People have seen praying mantises, and they're even in some of the science fiction movies. So here we go. Praying mantis energy being released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I got my throat. Again, get this out of here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that's heavy. Hope you guys are doing good out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry. Wow.
Okay, so, Ron, aren't there two ascension plans? One is where people ascend to the clouds and meet God, and he takes them away. Actually, isn't this the same as an alien abduction being as God? Are the aliens that are in the clouds in a spaceship that abducts people to dark planets. Therefore, the other ascension plan would be where people go to the light ship, to the planets of light. So don't you have the dark ships or light ships to consider in the ascension process?
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, the light of the darkness does their own ascension. And that's probably what the Christians now are talking about for this coming, I think it's this coming Saturday. A lot of people that are Christians have a belief system that this is going to be the end of times, I think on the 21st, end of days or whatever. Somebody got that rumor out there. So a lot of Christians are believing it. I don't think all of them are, but regardless, it's out on billboards everywhere. And so that's one thing about the light of the darkness prediction. So once you tie into a prediction, to a prophecy, then you're kind of hooked up, okay? It's kind of like, just connecting your energy to something. So you don't want to do that. You want to be in the moment and maybe do a clearing if you have that belief system. Because with that belief system, even though we'll say it doesn't happen, which it probably won't, well, start over again. With the light, that's not going to happen, more than likely. But the light only works in the now. So this person who had this prediction would not be able to tune into the light energy because the light doesn't give information out like that. So people that are believing in it, what's going to happen to them? The aliens just set a trap for everybody. And the ones that believe in it are planning that this is the end of the world, we'll say. And that would be true because the aliens may be doing that, claiming this is their time, and so different races are going to be abducting, taking these people away. So that's the one process that you have to look at. So you always want to be in your heart, to stay heart-centered so that you don't get trapped in the mind of the darkness. The other ascension is from the light ship. This is what Jesus talked about. And it's here every 2,000 years. That's why Jesus came, to help people to do the ascension, to clean out their densities. So this is what the whole thing is about, so you're able to leave here. Now, basically, you should be able to leave after every lifetime. You only have another planet. You just go there once. And so this is the way the light ship can put in safeguards, as a darkness can come in and take over some parts of the light. How many parts of the light, how many planets, I don't have any idea. I just know about this one here. And so it does come every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness out of its creation. And that's why, we know about ascension. And that's the whole process, is being able to leave at a 2,000-year interval in case you're stuck here. But normally, in a planet of light, you leave after each incarnation, and you're gone. You go to one place and go to another one. You don't normally come back to the same one twice because there's no reason for it. There's so many light planets out there, that there'd be no reason to come back to re-experience life twice. So that's kind of it. So yeah, you don't want to get into the darkness energies and be abducted. That's the whole thing. So you want to always stay heart-centered, be in the moment, and that's your best way to keep yourself secure. And naturally, when you have the clearings done, you're able to have more spirit energy. So your spirit is what's going to help you. Nothing outside of yourself can help you. In fact, a light ship can't even help you if you don't have a spirit. So that's the whole process. The more spirit you have, the more help that you have inside of you. And the more the light ship can help you, too, because you have more spirit energy to resonate with. Okay, Larry, fire away.
In the movie, Ron, Alice in Wonderland, out in March 2010, Alice cut off the head of the Jabberwocky monster. But she did it without judgment and with love and innocence for better conditions for the people. It seems like she symbolizes the light. Do you have a comment and a timeline release for this?
Yeah, we could try something here. So let's see here. Let's let's do a timeline release for a energy that would be alien, okay? That would be controlling you. So remember, there's a lot of them there. But let's get one that's keeping you awake at night, okay? Some people have a problem sleeping. Some people get awakened between 2 and 4 in the morning, body jerking and stuff. Don't know what's going on. You can't see it naturally, but you know something is happening because your body doesn't like it. And then you're awake trying to figure out why you're not sleeping because your body's on full alert, okay? So let's take one of those times. So it's up to you to focus on something. And if you don't have that condition, then let's switch that over to doing a timeline release that's preventing you from having peace, okay? So we'll do one or the other here. So it's up to you to decide how you want that to work. So here we go, everybody. We'll do a timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this would probably be called maybe sleep. What's the word? You author, Annika? Sleep what? With the
sleep deprivation.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, just see how your body's feeling. Maybe it has the memories inside of it of a process that, you know, we won't talk about, but you might know yourself. Okay. So back to you, Larry.
Okay, Ron. So Marvin Gaye was a secular singer in the 1960s. His father was a minister who believed in religious music. They had a conflict by serving different alien gods. Marvin said his god channeled music differently. The father killed Marvin with a gun over this conflict. Do you have an opinion and a healing for organization affiliation removal, releasing from your vows?
Yeah, we do have one on the website, sort of like that. We have a god clearing, and we have one for, I think, like spiritual indoctrination and stuff. Maybe Annika could maybe say what that is if she knows, but I'll do a clearing for this here. So let's do a clearing for Marvin Gaye here. I like to do that here because we'll see if we can get his spirit and get it out of here right now. If he's not incarnated, I don't know. We'll just try this here. So, one, feels like he's stuck in a body, and I have no control over that. But we'll do some clearing on that process of two different belief systems of God. And naturally, it could be two of the alien races wanting to control each person a different way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do part of the clearing on the website, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and it deals with God energy. This is how you're hooked up. So here we go. 1, just see how your body's feeling. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is like what we have for the religious indoctrination clearing here. Okay, back to you, Larry.
Okay, so if society were more progressive in the light, why couldn't the court sentence the aliens to the light ship for killing Marvin, the son, and recommend that the father receive 3 years of instruction and healing for religious indoctrination to the light ship? Or, at least, why couldn't the court evaluate if the aliens kicked the son, killed the son and kicked Marvin Sr. out of his body, or determine who did the killing before sentencing?
Well, that's a hard one to answer. The light ship won't have any judgment on what happened. The alien gods would probably have a problem with a situation of how they're planning to deal with the energies there. Because remember, that could start an alien war. So the light ship really won't do anything to the aliens. And you can't send the aliens to the light ship, but you have to look at it as one alien race was working through the father as a minister, and then the other person was working with aliens channeling music, etc., because remember, that's mind consciousness. Mass mind is people channel this energy. I'm not saying that his songs are bad or anything, but this is where the energy normally comes from. And so he had one alien race that was connecting to people through the songs, and the other one was connecting it through religious, church services. So right away, you probably have an alien war going on because the two representatives from those alien groups were having a problem. So that's quite interesting, but the light ship won't judge because it can't, and it could also be entities coming into the person, not wanting that particular music to be, spoken or talked about or sung. But, yeah, I'm kind of seeing it more of the two alien races having a problem with each other, with the representatives down here, and that's probably what happened. And then from there, it could also be entities coming into, the body. So, and, naturally you could be mind controlled too on stuff. So it all depends, A lot of the people who do play music or have, a lot of times their lives are kind of rough getting started. And a lot of times they may have some type of substance abuse, which can bring in entities. And those could also, be a problem. So anyway, back to you. In fact, we know an entity clearing for people. Since I mentioned the word entity, here we go. So this will get rid of entities out of you. So let's pick on a specific subject here, okay? So you have to find one yourself. It could be entities that make you feel like poor me. It could be entities that maybe want you not to wake up on time to go to work. Could be entities making you feel depressed. And they do all these types of things. Could even be overeating. Maybe you have a junk food entity that likes potato chips or something, and you have to have them every day. For me, it's a little shocking, just kind of going sideways here, going to the grocery store, and I always try to see what people are buying. You guys might want to do it yourself, and maybe you're one of these people. I hope not. But all of a sudden, I see people coming in the line, and sometimes they have beer, which, I don't do any drinking, so I might have a six-pack of beer a year. I use it for, food poisoning. Once in a while, if I'm really, really hot, I'll have a beer, but that's about it, so I don't really drink anything. But But I'll see typically a lot of soft drinks. And, you know, I'm seeing that with junk food and stuff. And, you know, the person is paying like $50, and I see there's really nothing in their shopping cart that looks wholesome. They're just buying a bunch of, to me, junk food and a lot of wasted money. So it's just kind of interesting to watch people's buying habits. This is kind of what I'm talking about, entities, okay? Because entities may want to drink that soft drink, and maybe you're trying to get off of that. You know, maybe you want to eat more wholesome, but you go, man, I just can't. I go to the grocery store, and I'm compelled to go down aisle number 10. Every time I get there, I don't want to go down aisle number 10. I don't want to buy, you know, the little Twinkies and donuts and soft drinks and potato chips, et cetera. But somehow, you know, I go there and I spend $30 on it, and I wish I hadn't, but, you know, I like it because it's emotional food. So let's do an entity release here, and this you might want to do yourself. So it's up to you to pick the issue, and so do one, because the light ship sees you in pure divine perfection, so you have to look at something that you want to have released. And to do entity clearing, I can do that, but it's on a short one like this here, we need to do something that is going to be beneficial for you. So let's zero in on something, everybody. So entities. And you may feel your body quiver. You might feel chills. You know, that's when they're leaving. And then your spirit will come more into your body. So here we go. Entity release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so this is a little sampling here of entities. So if you do have a problem with, you know, maybe eating or something, entities or addictions could be what could help you out immensely. So back to you, Larry.
Okay. So, Ron, the Care Bears is a cartoon series that came out in 1985 to 1988. Wouldn't this be a nice teaching tool to teach kids or adults alike how they are similar to the light ship? They live in the clouds, the Care Bears, and they come down to the earth to teach the earthlings how to love and care for one another. I like the light ship through the source energy, so to speak. They live in the kingdom of caring. There's a lot of synonymous information here. Do you have a comment about this?
Boy. I don't recall seeing that program, but it doesn't sound bad, you know, as an example, but, you know, maybe it's there just to teach children to have a little more love and compassion in their life. So, you know, it's probably much better than watching the news, you know, where they look for things. I watch the Weather Channel, and these people can't wait, you know, to talk about some kind of awful disaster, you know. They're right there, especially the last floods, you know, on the Mississippi River and stuff, or whatever's going on, you know, tornadoes. And, man, they're right there at the Weather Channel trying to get more information to feed people, you know, because they even smile about it. You know, they really enjoy spreading that news of, you know, whatever you want to call it, a little judgment here on my part, but I mean, it's very sad how people get addicted to other people's misery, and to have something for the children to understand more in a positive note would be pretty good. But man, it's just something. You know, you don't see that much positivity in anything out there any longer, because it all reflects where we are living, and the reflection isn't necessarily that good. And like I said, these natural disasters are alien-induced. I imagine some could be the different governments here you know, but most of them are alien-induced here, or they're using alien technology to cause problems here. We have a caller from Australia, I think. Let's take the caller really quick here. So, are you out there, Annika?
Yeah, hello. Are you out there, Pete?
Oh, yes. Hello. How are you, Annika? Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, good to talk to
g'day,
you.
G'day, Ron. And g'day, Larry.
Oh, hi.
Hello. G'day, Larry. How are you going? Well,
how are you?
I'm enjoying these questions about the alien gods. It's really interesting to listen.
Okay, you're fading in and out about the alien gods. Yes, I'm trying to combine them, God, with the aliens, because so people can understand that better, and how they abduct people in the clouds and the spaceships and everything, so they can get a bird's eye view about that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But anyway, I just want to have a very brief testimonial, if you don't mind, Larry.
Okay.
My wife has had some issues with regard to doctors and so forth, and she had some uncertainty with various perhaps operations coming up. And I remember listening to a show, Ron, and you were talking about your attachment through timelines and emotions. And how and your emotions, if you try to clear your emotions through the timeline clearings, you can actually help. So I found that I've spent a lot of time just clearing my emotions around, you know, the things that were facing itself. And it seems progressively, every time we go back to the doctors, that things or problems disappear. And I've just got another phone call to say that, from the self, to say that she doesn't seem to have any issues anymore. So I just wanted to tell you that. So
is that after the timeline?
Thank you.
So, Pete, is that after timeline clearing?
Hello?
Yeah, Pete, sorry. It's Annika. I just wanted to kind of clarify. Was it after the timeline clearings that you've done that she doesn't have the issues? That's wonderful.
She had issues with... Well, mate, if you don't mind the audience, ovaries and that area. And then one prognosis had come out. I do the timeline crashings. And then the next prognosis is there's no problem there and there'll be a problem somewhere else. So I do clearings on the new area. Mm-hmm. I go back and now there's no problems. And it's quite astounding to me. So I just wanted to give that testimonial because it seems as if there's direct correlation with what I clear and what's coming out of the doctor's office.
So did she know that you were doing these clearings
Hello?
On her? Did she know that you were doing these clearings on her? Was she aware? No.
She is aware that I'm interested in the creation lightship. I have done things with her. Yes, I did. I have made her aware of things I've cleared. That's an interesting thing. It leads into another question, Annika, if you don't mind. Ron, as we get closer to the ascension, is it possible, will ever be in a situation where we can all freely speak about the creation lightship and people will listen more to the message?
Yeah, I think as the aliens start to have their release on us, as they do more of the timeline crashings and stuff like that, the energies will, people, once you get the mind control off, then the religious indoctrination will kind of go away. And that's keeping a lot of people from coming on board because they're putting their faith into the wrong area. They're putting into something outside of themselves. And they don't go by, you know, the Christians anyway, the teachings of Jesus or anything else. They're always praying outside of themselves. In fact, all religions, I believe, do that. And so once these aliens start getting released, getting taken away from the Earth energies here, then people will be more receptive because we will lose the alien opposition. Like right now, as I look up in the clouds here in Mount Shasta, there's a lot of animal clouds out here, and they're actually fighting the aliens too. So that's what happens. The aliens, the ship clouds get taken out by the animal type of clouds. So it's very nice to see legs and a head, and I love seeing dragons up there. The dragons are really beautiful. So I love seeing dragon.
Can I just say, Ron, in Australia, I haven't seen a flat cloud, bottom cloud, in the last 3 weeks.
That's very good.
Where I live, and I've been many before. So I'll just say that from the other side of the world.
That's great. I made a mistake. I said ship clouds in the same sentence as the dragon cloud. So that's not, I need to kind of mention that. The ship clouds have flat bottoms, and the other ones are clouds that have animals in them. So that's great, Peter, that you haven't seen that many ship clouds. Wonderful.
That's so Larry, right. I haven't seen many in the last 3 weeks.
Okay. So it sounds
anyway,
like you're
thank
wife.
You.
Thank you. I'll get us along because I know it's a show.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And
okay.
It's wonderful
thank
to
you.
Be in contact.
Okay, thank you. So it sounds like to me that your wife was like treated in a sense like an absentee healing. Otherwise, you would have mentioned that she would have done it herself. So it sounds like she may not be on board with the light shift, but is reaping the benefits for you doing the clearing for her. So I guess back to you, Larry. Probably do one more question here. I got about 57 after. Boy, we're
okay. So, Ron, can you explain the purchase and the purpose of the Dark Ascension barcode? Do I need this one?
Yeah, everybody should probably have that so that you're not abducted, you know, during that process.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes, only because of that. If Ascension will say, if I knew and I could say, well, it's going to happen, say, in 5 years from now, then you probably would not need that, okay? But the light only works in the now. And so it's good to get the energy off of you so that you're not abducted. See, that's going to take the energy off of your spirit so that your spirit will automatically, instantly be found, and that energy will not be attached to you, the darkness energy to go sideways. Remember, everybody listening to this program, you went sideways at each Ascension time. And that's because they put the barcode, you know, on you, on your spirit, so that you were not here. So that's what that is for, is to guarantee that you won't be here any longer. That's the special barcode clearing. Okay, Larry, I guess we got to kind of call it quits here. So, boy, you had some great questions there.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I tried.
Yeah, you did good. Thank you.
Okay.
That was great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, so our time is coming to a close, everybody. Today is Wednesday. Our next program on BBS is Friday, and we're on Station 2. And that evening after Station 2, which will be 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, we'll have our question and answer program on the telephone. So I'll say thank you, Annika. Thank you, Larry, for your wonderful questions here. I'm sure everybody enjoyed them too. So here we go. We'll sign off. I'll bring peace energy in. Let the next program begin here on BBS. So thank you, everybody. Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.